protest in Hong Kong entered a new phase this week as violent clashes broke out between protesters and police. There was also something else that was new. Large groups of protesters began playing a game of cat and mouse. Once the police showed up, the protesters would disperse to another site using tactics that made them hard to track across the city. I spoke over the phone with DW Southeast Asia correspondent Charlotte Chelson Pill, who's been reporting about these tactics. We spoke on August 8th. So you've spoken to a number of protesters, and one of the big issues is how they've been managing to not get caught by the police. Could you tell us a little bit about their strategy, which is being compared to being like water?
Well, some of these protesters are incredibly young. This is the first time that they're taking part in a movement like this. And what we've seen is their methods, their tactics for dealing with police and the tear gas evolve over the last few weeks. So they have come up with a strategy that they're calling Be Water. Now, apparently that's a Bruce Lee quote. And what it means is that they target one place for a short period of time, and then they very quickly move on to another location. Now, the idea is that they hope that police aren't able to catch up with them. So they do, it's like a flash mob style demonstration. But on some evenings that we've been following protesters, they've hit up to seven, eight different locations around the city.
Well, it's a densely populated city. So when they're moving from site to site, how exactly are they doing that?
People mostly seem to be getting from protest to protest on underground trains. Now, there are a couple of reasons for that. First of all, one of the strategies of these protesters is trying to block roads, block crucial tunnels, main arteries through the streets of Hong Kong to cause as much disruption as possible. Now, that, of course, means that it's not only causing disruption for the normal travelers, it also means that they can't get across the city that quickly either. So road travel is not an option. On the trains, what we're finding is that sometimes barriers are being left open by some of the train station workers in a show of support for the protesters so they can freely walk onto the trains and travel to the next location. What we're also seeing is local people here sometimes leaving prepaid train tickets for these protesters so they can get from one action to the next as quickly as possible.
What's the mood among people who aren't participating in the protests?
So people who aren't actively taking part in the demonstration are just becoming used to this kind of chaos on their streets. They're getting anywhere near these protests, they're risking being tear gassed themselves. And I have to say, having experienced being tear gassed myself, of course, we did have the full safety equipment on at the time. It's still burns the skin. If you're very close to one of those tear gas canisters when it goes off, you can really feel it on your skin for a long time after. One point that I would really like to stress, though, is while there are those who are sitting back and not taking part, this is not just a group of young, radicalized protesters engaging in this movement. This is a movement that is now spreading across huge sections of society. We've seen lawyers taking part in protests. We've seen bankers. We've seen medical professionals who say that they are concerned by the people who are coming into hospitals after these protests. Crucially, we've seen civil servants on the streets taking part in protests. One of the refrains that I've seen going around recently is, if these young people are facing up to 10 years in prison for taking part in these demonstrations, we can go on strike for a day. We can do this for a day. People really are trying to support these young people who are risking so much for this movement.
Well, the Chinese government's Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office warned this week that it's only a matter of time before protesters are punished by the Chinese government. Do you get the sense that protesters are afraid of the repercussions?
At the moment, people don't feel that it's imminent that we are going to see tanks on the streets. Their big concern really is how Hong Kong authorities are handling this, how the police are handling this. They're worried about being arrested. If they're charged with rioting, that is something that carries up to 10 years in prison. We actually interviewed one young man who is facing that rioting charge. He is among dozens of people who've been charged with that in recent weeks. He told us that, yes, he is concerned about the future. He doesn't know where this is going to lead for him. But he told me that he regrets nothing. He said that he still would have taken to the streets. If anything, he said that he's out on bail at the moment. But he said he's extremely disappointed that he can't keep taking part in these protests. people are, if anything, emboldened, because the fact is they don't know where this could lead. If they don't act now, they worry about what this could mean for their futures. They are really see this as a fight for their future, but a fight for Hong Kong.
Charlotte Chelson-Pill is DW's Southeast Asia correspondent. She joined us over the phone from Hong Kong. Charlotte, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you.